how do I stay committed to things I know are healthy for me? Hey everyone, Stephanie Costello here, mom of three, wife, animal lover, and entrepreneur. My goal with this podcast is to share healthy intimacy skills. If you feel you are the only one struggling, I promise you are not alone. It's time to take action and make shit happen. All right, now that we're like 2 weeks into 2020, 2 weeks, 3 weeks, something like that, I am wondering how you all are doing with those New Year's resolutions that you have made. Wah, wah, wah. Or you're kicking ass and you're like, that's it, I'm done, I'm ready for change, I'm done experiencing the life that I was living, this is not happening anymore, and I'm making the changes. That is the type of person I love to get some time with and chatting with. Because when we have that fire lit under our ass and we are super motivated, that energy is just so contagious. And we want so badly to be around these people who are so contagious. And they have this like new, it's like people say, what do you have that I don't have? And that kind of can be it, is just the excitement and the empowerment and the drive. I am making shit happen and no one is taking it away from me. I hope some of you are in your car like, yeah, I'm going to get this shit done and I'm going to make my day happen, and feeling the excitement and the empowerment of accomplishing our goals. And so the flip side of this are maybe someone has set this goal and they're not at the peak of their mountain and they're maybe at the bottom of the mountain and they're trying so hard to climb up it and they want so badly to feel and wallow in this empowerment, but they're like, WTF, this wall is in my way. Like there's this huge boulder and I don't know how to go around it. Ooh, I'm mighty spicy today. And they're just struggling and they feel like they need a hand up. And when we are looking, which I am so guilty of this, looking to other people for answers. I did that this morning to my husband. I love him so dearly. He has so totally been the best partner and so patient with my process. But there's days where I feel like I'm just, my head is spinning. And I'm like, which direction should I be going? You just point me into the right direction. And it's not his responsibility to do that. Maybe sometimes he can steer me and, you know, oh, this is the path you said you wanted to be on and you're not on it. Like a hint, hint, but he can't sit there and take control of my steering wheel. My steering wheel is the one I am responsible for. And so if I'm feeling lost, something I tend to do is I stop and I breathe and I sit and I be patient and I just wait and get my mind to come from a million miles in, you know, in one direction back to maybe zero where I'm at, and then thinking about where I want to go. When I am all over the place and it feels like I have all this energy going and I'm so pumped up, that is actually the same physiological feeling as fear and anxiety. When we're sad and upset or anxious over something, physiologically we feel the same way as we do when we're super pumped up and anxiety and all over the place, but we're on this good, healthy track. And so I often try to stop myself from getting so pumped up and bringing myself back to, like, I celebrate, don't get me wrong, celebration is super important, but celebrating in such a way that allows us to really soak up all of the hard work that we were doing in a peaceful, calming, loving way. So when it comes to your New Year's resolutions, what are you doing to make the changes? What are you doing to actually implement the things you want to implement? Even if it's writing it on a calendar. I have had going to the gym on my calendar for the last 3 weeks, and business and life, I'm letting it take over right now, and I'm focusing my energy on other places, but I'm actually energetically pretty low because I'm not taking the time to take care of myself, which is super important to the success of anything I put my mind to. Alrighty, so like, share, subscribe, fill out the survey in the show notes. I look forward to hearing from you all. I am so thankful for everybody that has taken the time to listen and really enjoy all the wonderful questions I've proposed. If you have any other questions that you would like me to answer, go ahead and reach out to me. Also in the show notes is Instagram and Facebook. I hope you have an amazing day. Bye.